Good morning, my beloved children. How are you two? How are you all doing this morning? I sure miss you, and I'm praying for the days that we can get together again as normal, and that we can actually talk together and talk to each other as a group, and just learn from the Lord together. So first I want to pray and then share a passage with you, and then we'll have our song as we usually do. Okay. Lord, we lift up our children. This is a time that can be especially hard on our young ones as they are separated from friends and from teachers and from other family members. And just we pray that you will guard each one and that you will have each one well in your arms of love and grace and mercy. And Lord, that they will know to whom they belong, that they are your children as we are their children. Lord, we ask your blessing on this short time together, and that it will be an encouragement in the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. As I was thinking about you guys this whole week, I thought of the fact that you are not having the opportunity to see many of the friends whom the Lord has brought into your life, and you have so many dear friends, and some of them can be family members. But they're friends. They're those that support us and help us, and we play with, and we talk to, and I just want you to know that you have a friend who is always with you. And I know you know I'm talking about Jesus. The Scripture tells us that God is our friend and always has been our friend. And I was looking in Isaiah as part of this morning's message, but Isaiah chapter 41 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So God is our friend, and Jesus, the Son of God, is our best friend and our perfect friend. And we can always go to Jesus. We can always talk to him. We can always count on him. We know that he will always be with us. We don't have to look around anxiously, you know, as everything seems to be in such chaos. We know who has it all well in hand. And whenever we get frightened, whenever there's a little bit of anxiety, or when there's rejoicing, when there's good things, because we talk to our friends a lot about when great things happen and we've had the ability to do this or that, we can always go to Jesus in prayer and talk with him and know that we're never alone and we have someone who is there and who will keep us, protect us, listen to us, talk with us, and rejoice with us, cry with us. He is our best friend. Okay? So here's our song for this morning as we close. What a privilege to care. Know that you are loved, you're prayed over, and you are missed as my dear friends. And I just thank the Lord I can take each one of you to Him in prayer. We love you. Consider yourselves hugged. Amen.